Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood and Geordie Ireland quickly becoming the absolute master of chilled out bangers. Got some new stuff we're planning on the daily here on Ausmade. Catching up all about your new team up with Cam Robinson, mate. Thanks for zooming in, Geordie Ireland.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Now, how did the new one come out, mate? We're playing it absolutely heaps here on Ausmade and smashing it each night.
We wrote this song at a Sony songwriting camp. We wanted to write a song about something that is hopefully relatable for not just me, a moment where you've broken up with someone, you're still kind of seeing them on the down low and not letting your friends know. It was initially going to be Carla singing the song, and then Cam like came up with this random melody in the studio. Carla and I looked at each other and were like, Cam, you need to sing this song. It was perfect timing, and I couldn't be happier that he stayed on the song.
And you've got a bit of a dusty start to the week this week with your girlfriend's birthday that you've just had. The song, it's not about her though, is it? Surely you can't be seeing her on the down low still now.
Well, she was my ex.
Right.
And now she's my girlfriend again, yeah.
Oh, spilling the tea, right,
hey. I mean, hey, you may or may not hear more in the string of singles that's coming about that whole situation, but calling it a string of singles for now, it's like a very conceptual project where each one kind of leads on from the last. And I really wanted to create a storyline between singles that made sense and kind of touched on, you know, the stages of grief. Everyone can relate to that. But this is like the first project that like emotionally directly relates to me and my situation and my past, which is super exciting for me because, you know, being a producer, songwriter, artist, like I understand the importance of getting my own emotions out in the music and, you know, as every songwriter will say, it's like a form of therapy.
You should be excited with the Aria success that you've had with it as well, going gold in the past as well. Do you feel like with that personal experience that this is taking Geordie Ireland and your brand to the next level?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I'm super proud of the music I've made before, but I think my sound, you know, I had a big break between the last release and this one. And I think my sound is like really matured into where I'm looking to be. It's really nice because as an artist, you always like kind of worry about, am I making the right music? You know, even though I love it, are other people going to love it? All that sort of thing. And now like I'm getting to a point now where I'm just super happy with the music that I'm making. And that's the most important thing.
How much is everyone loving the recruits from the Chicago Bulls this year?
Oh my God. They are my team and I am having the best NBA season in a long time.
And liking what you're doing. So we touched on it before, going through to January and looking at this EP. Now that things are open up a little bit more, can we expect to see Geordie Ireland out in the road doing a few shows in the clubs, or what's the goal?
For sure. I think this EP in particular is super excited to do live, just purely based on the fact that a lot of the musicality in the songs is based around live instruments. So, you know, there's a lot of live guitars in all of the songs, and I have always wanted to not only just be the guy that's behind the decks, much more interactive with like guitars and drums and keys and all that sort of stuff. So
cool, man. We're excited for that too, and excited to play your new one, When You Were Mine, right now here on Ausmade. Geordie Ireland, thanks for joining us here, mate, and having a bit of a zoom in.
Thank you for having me. Hey guys, what's up? This is Geordie Ireland and you're listening to my new track, You're Not Mine, featuring Cam Robinson on Ausmade.